And now we're going to hear about a public figure who manages to keep his job despite what comes out of his mouth. Hossein Adid is the interior minister of Somalia, and he contradicts his boss, the prime minister, on an almost daily basis. He contradicts public opinion. At times, he even contradicts himself. But somehow, Adid remains a political force in that country, as NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
There's no use talking about Hossein Adid without first mentioning his old man. Some sons don't like standing in the shadow of their fathers, but Hossein Adid is not just any son, and his father is not exactly a distant memory to most Somalis. In the early 1990s, Hossein's father, General Mohamed Farah Adid, helped boot military dictator Siad Barre out of the presidential palace. Not long after that, he declared himself the president of Somalia. He was also considered by the U.S., the United Nations, and by the Somali people as one of the biggest and most bloodthirsty warlords around. But one man's warlord is another man's liege, and to hear Hossein tell it, well, let's hear Hossein tell it.
My father was a visionist. He had a vision, big vision for Somalia. He did things by action. For me, my strength comes reconciliation.
They didn't see each other much. General Adid spent most of his life on one front line or another, fighting Siad Barre, fighting other rivals. In the late 1970s, Hossein's mother packed up the kids and moved them to Southern California. Hossein was 16, and the general got him his first passport.
He told me, everything you do in the life is okay. But remember, at the end of the day, begin your voyage with the end in mind that you have to help your people. So this was a promise I made.
Hossein is now 44 years old and not just his father's son anymore. He's a tall, strapping fella, not quite handsome, but by no means hard to look at. He's the father of 7 children and purportedly the husband of 4 wives. He controls what's left of his father's empire, and he doesn't mind saying that he has aspirations to one day become the president of Somalia.
I want to run. This is one man, one vote. This is where I will score. The goal that my people elect first institution and the leaders of that institution is supported. This is my goal. Even if I do not win, I'm happy because I achieved the goal. And guarantee the death of my father was worth it.
Hossein's presidential hopes hinge on the chance that Somalia will one day be a functioning country. For the past 16 years, Somalia has been, well, feral. No permanent or effective government, no rule of law, violent. Now there's a transitional government with international backing, but little authority. In General Adid's day, he had a lock on the presidential palace. That's because he had the key to the front door. Before the general was mortally wounded in a street fight with another warlord in 1996, he controlled the presidential palace and about half of Somalia. Hossein does not. To hear Somalis tell it, the son squandered the father's trust.
In Somali, there is legend which says the lion delivered a cat. So that Muhammad delivered already a cat.
That's Sheikh Muhammad Ali. He's an elder of the minority Asharaf clan. The sheikh says he respected the general as a man of his word, but with regard to the son, the sheikh is willing to say aloud what many Somalis only whisper, that Hossein may not be clever enough or tough enough to fill his old man's boots.
The difference between Hossein and his father was dictator. He was saying us, do what I say, nothing else. He was not taking our advice. We were like employees. Mm-hmm. But Hossein consults the people, he takes the advices. But the father was very hard man.
Abdi Rasak is unemployed in Mogadishu with 10 children and a wife to feed. He sees the son as a new and improved Adid.
So that I can say he is one of the leaders that we prefer to become president of Somalia because he respects the advice of the people. He is young and I wish he is better than his father.
Hossein has another arrow in his quiver, another little something that sets him apart from the others here. He's got a kind of American optimism about his ability to shape the future of Somalia. That's probably because he is an American, and a Republican, and an ex-U.S. Marine, and the way he tells it, a patriot. Remember when Hossein was 16 and his family packed him up for California? Well, after graduating from Covina High School, Hossein joined the Marines and became a U.S. citizen.
I had to kill that desire inside me. to do something for the nation. All the education, all the good, not only me, to my family they have given, I said, you have to serve, like my father served Somalia.
Hossein Adid served in Iraq during the first Gulf War, and in 1992, his Marine Division deployed for a then-starving Somalia. It was a humanitarian relief mission called Operation Restore Hope. Adid's job was to help keep the warlords at bay so that the food could actually get to the hungry and not to their peckish militias. As a U.S. Marine, Hossein was more than ready for duty. But as a Somali, he flinched.
It's the destruction of the aspirations which I grew up, the dream, is completely gone. And I saw the children like myself, so I felt very bad. I felt here something evil happened.
In 1993, the situation got worse. That's when Adid, as a Marine reservist, faced up to the biggest warlord in Somalia. It was the man the U.S. had tried to foil by bombing and capturing his lieutenants. It was the man whose militia had shot down two Black Hawk helicopters in Mogadishu. The Americans needed this man to give up his hostage, a downed U.S. Army pilot named Michael Durant. So Hossein Adid says he sat down and wrote a letter.
The letter I started with greeting to my dad. All the family is good. We are in good condition. There is no threat with our life in the U.S. There is no problems. So I explained to him and I said, we need to release the pilot of the helicopter.
Whether or not Hossein's letter made the difference, Durant was released. Now, sitting in his comfortable home, just minutes away from Somalia's presidential palace, Hossein Adid says he's waiting for the right time to meet Durant and perhaps close that chapter of their lives.
I have his doctor. Every Marine has, I have my doctor. I want to give when I see him, Michael Durant. I have his doctor. I have his rifle here, the rifle he was using. I will give it to him.
To hear Adid tell it, it's the least a Marine, an American, a Somali, a man who would be president can do. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Mogadishu.